Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Dunkelstoot.
Thanks, Juke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital. Want to enjoy a refreshing body workout that is challenging yet gentle on the joints? Then you should join a Pilates class. This morning, my guest is fitness specialist Amy Weirich, who will tell you more about it. Good morning, Amy.
Morning, Sarah.
Amy, what do you do?
I am a certified fitness instructor and personal trainer.
So what does that mean, being a certified fitness instructor and personal trainer?
I took a certification through AFA. They are nationally recognized for fitness specialists. And I teach classes every week, and I love to work one-on-one with people on specific issues that they have. So,
and we are just delighted because you are an instructor at Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital.
Yeah.
You teach a core cardio and conditioning class,
right.
And you're going to tell us about a Pilates class that you're going to be teaching. But how did you get into fitness?
Years ago, I've taken fitness classes my whole adult life, but years ago, my instructor encouraged me to become certified, so I did that, and really enjoyed teaching classes, and then just 2 years ago, in August actually, I had knee replacement, and that really changed my perspective a lot on fitness classes and just fitness in general.
Okay, you talk about, you know, having a knee replacement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how has that been in terms of recovery for you?
That was a huge adjustment for me, and I learned a lot about other people's issues that they're dealing with, and I think I had a whole new appreciation for challenges in trying to become fit, and if it hurts, you stop moving, and then this whole vicious cycle starts of, well, then I'm not going to move, and so, but sometimes you just got to work through it.
Well, and I think that's very interesting because you bring that perspective to the class. I know I'm involved in one of your classes, and you're continually saying, you know, if it hurts, don't do it, and,
right.
And making adaptions,
yeah,
to certain things. Okay, we're going to talk about Pilates.
Mm-hmm.
What makes Pilates different from other exercises?
Well, there's a couple things that Pilates is not. It is not a cardio class. So if you're used to just getting that heart rate up and, you know, really breathing hard and sweating it out, and Pilates is not that. It is also not a yoga class. So if you're taking yoga, it's a, you know, strengthening and lengthening muscles. It's not really that. Pilates is a program that requires a more mind-body awareness and connecting the mind to the muscle kind of a thing, focusing on alignment, control, and using specific breathing patterns.
Does it focus on core, strengthening your core?
That is the primary focus of Pilates. And the core wraps around your waist, kind of like a corset. It's more than just your abs. It's oblique muscles running down your side, and it's low back muscles. That is the powerhouse, what they call the powerhouse.
So why is it so important? I mean, you know, we talk about it's necessary to strengthen our core. How,
mm-hmm,
is that going to help us in our everyday life?
You use your core in everyday activities. Standing, sitting, walking, bending over, just sitting upright, you're using your core to maintain that balance, really. So we constantly need to continue to strengthen that core, because as you get older, that weakens, and now you're, you know, starting to hunch over maybe when you're getting older. So we need to keep that core strong.
So is Pilates a complete workout? If someone's listening and they think, oh, you know, am I going to get a workout?
Yes. I think done correctly, Pilates is a complete workout. You will strengthen and tone your entire body. But again, the primary focus is on core strength.
So is it good for all people?
If you're comfortable getting on the floor and working on the floor, but if you have any specific health concerns, you should talk to your doctor first before starting any new exercise program.
So is it going to help with flexibility?
It can help with flexibility. There are some good strengthening, lengthening positions in Pilates. And it will improve your range of motion as you build those muscles. But again, it's not a yoga class where the focus is on lengthening the muscles.
You know, you talked about the mind-body connection. You know, some people are probably thinking, Juke's kind of looking at me like thinking, what do you mean by that?
Right. And how many times during the day do you move, but you don't really think about the muscle that you just used to do it?
Okay.
We need to think about the muscle that you're using for each movement. And that connection makes that muscle that much stronger.
Okay, so I mean, explain a little bit more to me how that relates to Pilates. I mean, how are you going to bring that to the class?
Right. And to get correct spinal stabilization, you need to think about what does it take to stabilize my spine? You know, if I say that to you right now, it's, okay, stabilize your spine. How do I do that? Well, we need to focus on specific core muscles to do that. So you need to think about the muscle and get your mind to make that muscle work.
Okay, so Duke, let's just do a little exercise here. Duke is raising his hands, if you could see it. Okay, so you're telling us to strengthen those muscles. I mean, I'm thinking about that now, so that means I'm pulling in my abdomen.
Yes. How do you do that? You've got to pull your belly button in towards your spine, lift that belly button up, press your low back into the floor. So you need to make your mind think about that. Okay, pull my belly button up, push it in, push my low back into the ground. Now I've stabilized my spine. But it's a process. It's a step-by-step process to get there.
So is Pilates going to help with balance?
It can help with balance as well. When you build a stronger core, you've got better muscle control, you will have better balance and better posture.
So if someone's saying, I need to lose weight, is Pilates going to help you with that?
Pilates is not a weight loss program. But if you combine Pilates with other forms of exercise and proper nutrition, you can lose some weight. And I'm guessing that you're going to lose inches. Maybe not weight, but you'll lose some inches.
You know, I think that's what some people get really hung up on is, you know, the weight, stepping on the scale. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at that, but yet you don't realize that your clothes are a little not as much tighter.
Right.
They're not as tight.
Right.
You know, it's that mentality,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's just a number. So, you know, it's just a number on the scale. If you feel good, if you fit in your clothes good, be happy.
If you have a question, you may call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. We're talking about Pilates. When I talk about the class that you're talking at Zeeland Community Hospital, you talked about Pilates. And by the way, how long has Pilates been around?
Pilates was actually founded by the work of Joseph Pilates in the 1920s. And they used that in hospitals where patients were not able to get out of bed. And they did a lot of core strengthening exercises right in their beds for patients in hospitals.
Okay, so you're going to be teaching mat Pilates. How is that different than regular Pilates?
Well, and mat Pilates is the fundamental work of Joseph Pilates.
So you're going to be on a mat.
We're going to be on a mat. Other Pilates classes have evolved from mat Pilates where they use other apparatuses. We will not be doing that. Mat Pilates is your body weight and a mat.
So when is the class going to be offered?
It is on Wednesdays at Zeeland Community Hospital from 12:15 actually to 1, and we begin on Wednesday, August 28th.
So next week, Wednesday, you're going to teach the class. Why is it being offered during that time?
I think it's a great time. It's available to people on their lunch hour if they've got an hour for lunch. That's a great time to get in a quick workout and really not break too much of a sweat, but feel like you've done something for the day.
So what should people expect if they come to the class next week, Wednesday? First of all, what should they wear?
Okay. Wear something comfortable that you can move freely in, that you can get down on the floor. Bring a water bottle, a mat if you have one, maybe a towel if, you know, you want to put the towel down on the mat.
Okay. And what are we going to learn? I mean, I know I'm signed up to come
okay.
to the class. So what am I going to learn? I've never been to a Pilates class before. Duke, have you ever taken a Pilates class before?
No, I have not.
Okay. So what would you want to know?
It's a 45-minute class.
Okay.
You should know that.
How do we start?
Yeah, how do
you start? We're going to start by getting down on the floor. We're going to start with fundamental breathing exercises, belly breathing versus chest breathing that can be very different for people that don't even know the difference or don't even realize, oh, I'm chest breathing or I'm belly breathing. And what's the difference? Why, you know, why is there a difference? What's important about that? So we'll be talking about that. We'll go on to some basic movements that focus on that mind-body connection that we talked about, spinal stabilization. Then we're going to move on to some core strengthening movements. And we're going to end with cool down, some stretching.
Okay. You know, you talk about the belly breathing versus the other type of breathing. Mm-hmm. What's the difference? Exactly. And why is it necessary?
Why is it necessary? Yeah. Chest breathing is very shallow breathing. Belly breathing is a deeper breathing where you do need to engage your core to breathe in and out. So we're going to learn the difference on that.
You know, okay, when you talk about, you know, if you learn that, and I guess that's a goal, that will be a goal in the class, is this something that you're suggesting that people should be doing this type of breathing all the time?
It's not necessary to do all the time, but it is a good practice to expand your lungs more fully with belly breathing, and you even engage some of the upper back muscles when you do that. Chest breathing is very shallow and doesn't require a lot of muscle to do. So it's good to practice belly breathing.
Can people of all ages take Pilates?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, you want to talk a little bit more about the class. Have you had to take a Pilates class before if you want to be part of this class?
No, I think this is going to be more of an entry level to Pilates. People that don't have a lot of experience with Pilates, very safe place to come. Not, you know, you're not going to be intimidated because everybody's, you know, knows what they're doing or whatever. But so if you're new to Pilates, this would be a great class to start
with. Can somebody continue this at home afterward?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Good positions that you can practice at home as well, because we're going to start out very basic, very fundamental.
You know, if you're involved in another, like a core cardio class, would it be good to introduce a Pilates class to your exercise?
Yes, I think it complements cardio very well because it's not stressful on the joints. So it's a good way to build on better range of motion without that stress on the joints, because cardio can be stressful on the joints. So this complements that very well.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit for people who maybe are saying, I'm not involved in any exercise at all. Okay. Where should they start?
I think this Pilates class would be a great place to start because you're moving. If you're comfortable on the floor, it's not like everybody's watching you, you know, because starting a class can be intimidating because you're like, oh, I'm new to this and everybody's going to be watching me. But this is a focus on you.
Okay. So, okay, for people that, you know, maybe aren't able to take this class, and what would you suggest for them, you know, to even start if it's not a Pilates class? What's the best way to start?
If you're able, I would say walk. Walk, treadmill, outside. I love to walk outside, but as it gets colder, it might get a little harder for someone new. So get on a treadmill or something, but walking is just so good for you.
And how often should you walk and how far?
The distance really isn't that important, but the American Heart Association recommends minimum of three times a week for 30 minutes of moderate intensity. So you should be walking, still be able to carry on a conversation, but you could feel that. You're starting to breathe a little harder. That would be considered moderate intensity.
You know, often when I'm walking, I'll see people that are carrying weights.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that important for some people?
For some people, you do use more arm muscles if you're carrying those weights. I know I've seen a lot of people doing bicep curls as they're walking, and that can be good. You do need to be careful if you have any shoulder or elbow issues. Walking with weights can use momentum more than the muscle when you're walking. So for some people who are aware of that mind to muscle kind of a connection, that can be good too.
So how can people register for the class?
You can register for the class by calling
Marge
at
616?
Yes.
I'll put the number in, 748-2834.
There you go.
And the cost for the class is $35. It starts next Wednesday. It's from 12:15 to 1 at the hospital. And it is limited, and it's filling quite fast. So if you're interested, I would suggest that you call Marge. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health, Zealand Community Hospital, on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.